Melvin Korchak, K-U-R-C-H-A-K, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old white male patient of Dr. Maxwell that has been referred to the practice because of alterations in the kidney function. The patient, when interviewed, we know that he had a case of COVID-19 infection in 2020. And ever since then, the patient has been weak and tired. When referred to this office, the creatinine was slightly elevated. We repeated the determination of the creatinine, and this was done on February the 20th, 2024, in which is 1.2 milligrams per deciliter with an estimated GFR of 59. Interestingly, the urinalysis and the albumin creatinine ratio as well as the protein creatinine ratio have been completely negative. Period. In other words, the patient doesn't have a compromise of the kidney. Period. Next one. The patient had anemia, and because of the anemia, we decided to follow the CRP and the sedimentation rate that at one time were elevated. The sedimentation rate was reported 28, that is less than the prior determination, however, it is 8 points above normal, and the sedimentation rate, the C-reactive protein is back to 2.2, which is normal. The anemia has corrected. However, in the kappa lambda ratio, the light change kappa is 40 milligrams per liter, which is elevated, and the lambda light is 22, which is normal, given a slight elevation of the kappa lambda ratio to 1.81. The serum protein electrophoresis was reported negative, however, the lab neglected to do the immune electrophoresis in the serum, and we are going to repeat the test and let Dr. Maxwell know the results. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is well under control. The blood pressure is 130/61. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that is corrected. Following number, the patient has the history of COVID-19 infection that I think that is the most, that is the culprit of the clinical case that the patient has. In other words, what we were seeing is most likely associated to COVID-19 infection. Since the patient is feeling better, I'm going to return him to the care of Dr. Maxwell because the kidney function has not been compromised. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. There is no evidence of macroproteinuria or selective proteinuria. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentations, 8 minutes.